Amen. You may be seated. Take your Bible, turn to John chapter 21. John 21. And we are going to read verses 15 through 18. Tonight we continue with our topic about God's love. Tonight I'm going to give you the title. It won't make as much sense to you right now, but it will in moments to come. I'm calling it Biblical Kinds of Love. Biblical Kinds of Love. And I think if you'll listen to me, I can help you. John chapter 21, and we're going to read verses 15 through 18. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, that thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou wast girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And let's pray. Lord, help us tonight as we talk about your love. Lord, there's no way I could do it justice, but I ask you right now to help me, please. In Jesus' name, amen. This is such a neat passage of Scripture to me in Scripture. It's one of the, I hate using the word story, because when you say story, people think it's not true. But record of events, whatever you want to call it. And let me just say right here, God is able to choose His words quite capably. God chose His words for His book very capably. He knows what He wanted said. God uses this to show us, this passage, about His love that He wants us to have. Now, Jesus has been through Calvary. He's been in the grave 3 days and three nights. He's resurrected. And He has shown Himself for the third time to the disciples. This is less than a week after Calvary. You have to realize this is just days at most after Calvary. Maybe it might be 2 days or so after the resurrection. I mean, we're just talking a short amount of time here. Now, the disciples have seen Him twice already. This is the third time. And after seeing Christ twice, listen to this. After seeing Jesus twice after the resurrection, they still all decided they were quitting the ministry and getting back into the fishing business. When Peter said, I go a-fishing in verse number 3, he brought with him James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They entered into a ship immediately that night and caught nothing. They weren't just saying, we're going to go drop a line. They were getting back into the fishing business. They had quit the ministry. It was over for them. So, Jesus comes to cheer them up and get them back in the ministry. They fished all night, didn't catch anything. Jesus is on the seashore, said, throw your nets on the other side. They fill them up. Peter says, humdinger, that must be Jesus. Jumped out of the boat and swam to Him. They drug the fish in, and Jesus had bread and fish on coals with them, and they ate, they dined together. Jesus begins this conversation with Peter, which is where we picked up in the part of the story here. And He says, Peter, do you love me more than these? Now, just so you know, He wasn't talking about, do you love me more than the other disciples? He said, don't you love me more than these fish? Yep. Amen. He had quit the ministry to go back to fishing. He said, don't you love me more than these stupid, stinky fish? And Peter says, Lord, you know that I love you. Then Jesus says a second time, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, thou knowest I love you. And he said, well, feed my sheep. Then Jesus said for a third time in a row, Peter, do you love me? And he said, Lord, yea, thou knowest that I love thee. Very interesting passage. I don't know about you. I don't ask my wife, honey, do you still love me? And she'll answer me, of course. Then I say, do you really still love me? You know, after the third time, she's going to whack me upside the head. She'll be saying, okay, what'd you do wrong this time? Peter is stunned and maybe a little upset. Peter was the leader of the disciples. Anytime you see a list of the disciples, Peter's always mentioned first. You have to understand, in the Greek language, placement is as important as anything, and anything that is placed first or said repetitively is for emphasis' sake. It shows priority. It shows emphasis. So when Peter is listed first, it shows his leadership by being listed first. He was the one who often, and by the way, a week or less before then, Peter was the one cutting off the soldier's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now he quit the ministry. It was just a few days ago. There are two main words for love in the Bible. All right, there are two main words for love in the Bible. One is the word phileo, P-H-I-L-E-O. We would use the word like Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Delphi is the word brother, and phileo is the word love, so it's the city of brotherly love. So you have to understand something. Phileo is a type of love, but agape, A-G-A-P-E, is also another type of love. God gave us both kinds of love. Now, phileo is different than agape. Phileo love is brought on by external stimulus. Agape is what you are on the inside. Agape is God's love. Phileo is the tickle-feely love. It is the I love peanut butter. It doesn't mean I want to marry peanut butter. God knows that's not true. But I've eaten a heap of it since I got married, and I ate a heap of it before I got married. I like those things. Now, we humans sometimes want one or the other, but God says we should have both. Well, let me show you something. We think because we get one, we have both. If you read John chapter 21, verses 15 through 18 in the Greek, and most of you can't, the only Greek you know is the guy down at the restaurant. That was funny. Ha, ha. All right. Slow freight tonight, folks. Come on, you got to pick them up quicker than that. All right? But when you read this passage in the Greek, it says, Peter, when Jesus speaks, do you agape me? And Peter responds, Lord, thou knowest that I phileo you. Peter, do you agape me? Lord, thou knowest that I'm phileo you. That's why the conversation keeps going. The third time, Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, thou knowest that I'm fond of you. I phileo you. Now, I'm going to give you a little breakdown tonight. I'm going to hurry very quickly. Number one, phileo love is the kind of love that appeals to your senses. Okay? It's the kind of love that has an attraction to something. I love peanut butter. I love hunting. I love whatever you love. All right? Those are things that there's an attraction there. I don't have agape for peanut butter. Okay? If they didn't make peanut butter, my life doesn't have to end. Now, my taste buds might not be as happy, But if they quit making chocolate, it wouldn't bother me a bit. Now, for you ladies, you love chocolate. Matter of fact, it might be agape. But, you know, phileo is a fondness. It is an appeal to an external stimulus. Phileo is a love that draws you to it. Agape is a love you choose by your will. I love fried okra. Amen? How many of you love fried okra? All right? How many of you wouldn't touch it within a mile of your mouth? All right? Now, and I understand that. Now watch this. I like fried okra. Don't boil the nasty stuff. You boil that stuff, that's like snot with marbles in it. All right? Don't do that. That's like somebody with a cold coughed up some stuff and then threw BBs in it. It's just gross. But you fry that stuff and I'll eat it all day long. Now, wait a minute. I might love it. You might not love it. My wife likes some things that I just don't like. I've tried. She likes squash. I don't like any kind of squash. I'm sorry. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like yams. I don't like squash. I don't even like pumpkin pie. I don't like squash to the point where, and I don't know if it's a textural thing, but when it looks like it came out of a diaper, why eat it? It just does not do anything for me. Yeah, even that I don't like. I don't like eggplant. I don't like zucchini. I don't like any kind of squash at all. All right, summer squash, yellow squash, spaghetti squash, you name it. And by the way, I've tried them all many times. I just can't get it down. Now, wait a minute. I've tried. I've really, really, really tried. Every year I grow some of it for her even. And I still try. Don't worry. Somebody owes me a pizza tonight. Now, listen to me very carefully here. I've tried by my will to like it, but I just can't. It's not there. There's no attraction whatsoever. But wait a minute. Listen to this very carefully. Did you know I can love any human being in the world? I can tell myself I'm going to love them and I will love them. I mean, I can look at Ron Kistner and say, Ron, I love you. Now, Ron's not... Oh, never mind. Maybe I had used April. you know, you can choose by will to love someone, whether they love you or not. That's why Jesus said, love your enemies. And we'll get into that in a moment. Jesus looked at Peter and said, lovest thou me more than these? Don't you love me more than you love fish? Don't you love me more than fishing? Now watch this. A couple in love based on physical attraction is phileo, not agape. The physical between a husband and a wife is not agape, it's phileo. A relationship based on the physical only will not last. It's got to be agape. God does not command us to phileo love anyone. Because you can't decide to be attracted to something. There are just some things you just can't do. Amen? Boiled peas. Nasty things. Like somebody squeezed rabbits and they turn green. All right? If you have phileo love for people, it's because they appeal to you in some way. You go to the average college campus or high school campus, you'll find all kinds of phileo love. Some girl walk by with perfume on, you'll watch some guy go, ooh. He caught a whiff of perfume, and he's like that buck in deer season, but he's following that doe. It's appealing to him. She looks nice, so he's following her. Say, what is that? That's an attraction. Oh, he looks so nice. He's so handsome. He's so strong. You don't have to talk about me that way. Those kinds of things, those are attractive things. Those aren't by the will. That's phileo. Phileo love is a love that requires response. agape love requires no response. So many things, but I got to hurry. Number two, phileo is never commanded in the Bible because you can't turn it on and can't turn it off by the will. God does not command you to do anything which you cannot do by the will yourself. If God commanded you to do something, you have the ability to tell yourself, I must do this, and you can do it. You can love your enemy. That is an act of the will. It doesn't mean you're attracted to him. So it's not phileo. Phileo means you're attracted to it. We would use the word addicted. Skittles. Amen. Chocolate. You don't turn that on and turn that off. It just stays on all the time, right, ladies? It's something that you're attracted to. Agape love is commanded because it's controlled by your will. I may have phileo love for some people, but I'm commanded to agape everybody. There are some people in this world I really enjoy being around. But it doesn't mean that I love them more or love them less than anybody else. I might love them only out of agape. I call phileo the spice. You know, you can eat all the bland food you like, but I like it spicy. I like it hot. I like it spicy. I like it when it bites back. I like it sour. You name it. I like it that way. Phileo is the spice. But it's up to me to create agape. It's up to them to create phileo. I can love you whether you love me or not. I can love you with as much love as I love everyone else, whether you want to put phileo to it or not and make it enjoyable. Number three, I've got to hurry because we're going to get into some nitty-gritty here. Agape has a reservoir and can be given as you choose. Agape love is God's love and it's stored up. Somebody said to me recently, preacher, is there anybody in this world you don't love? I said, just the devil. That's the only one I don't love. Some aren't real high on my list. But did you know I could love Hillary? I cannot phileo her. But I could love her enough to give her the gospel to see her get saved. I could love her out of respect for humanity. You say, well, I could never do that. Then you have no agape love and you're not showing it. You have it, you're just not using it. It's there. It's served up in a reservoir. I have love waiting for people I don't even know. When Josh and Ruth Ann began dating and they got engaged, it was not hard for my wife and I to love Ruth Ann. Can I tell you why? It's all saved up. We're not in competition with her. I'm not in competition. My wife and I are not in competition with her parents. We don't feel threatened. They don't feel threatened. Can I tell you why? Because we love by the will. Let me keep going. Christ and the Holy Spirit are in me. Therefore, I have the reservoir of God's love inside me. If God is love and the Holy Spirit lives inside me, therefore I have access to the reservoir of the Holy Spirit, which is access to the reservoir of God's love. The world does not know what God's love is because they don't have God in them. That's why a lost person cannot love anybody. They don't have anything saved up. They can phileo, but they can't love. I'm going to blow your philosophies here. Love at first sight is phileo love because it was created by sight. You can't lose your love for someone if it's agape because it wasn't gotten because of someone. Well, I just don't love this person anymore. Okay, that was a choice of your will. If you loved them, guess what? You can still love them. You may not be as attracted to them, but you can still love them, whether the attraction there is there or not. Agape love is a reservoir stored up, waiting to be distributed. Phileo has no storage and can only be used as it comes to you. Okay, as we grow and our church brings in new people, it's not hard for me to love them like I love you. It's not hard for you to begin to love them either. You say, why? Because we've got a reservoir of love stored up here. Now, wait a minute. Wait till this church goes honking crazy here and we double and triple and quadruple and start really, really, really growing. That means we have to love and love and love and love and love and love more. Because we have it all saved up, ready for them when they get here. Agape can never be lost because it's from God, not from you. You turn it on by the will. It's there, it's stored up, it's saved, it's ready. When I met my wife in October of 1987, 30 years ago, I had a reservoir ready. I was waiting for the right person to open the floodgate. She showed up and I said, that's the one. And there it was. Now the phileo began too, but the agape was there. I remember the day I told her I loved her. This is exactly what I said. I said, Debbie, I said, I can tell you today I love you, but it'll take me a lifetime to prove it. Well, it's been 29 years. I'm still working at it. And I'm having more and more fun doing it. Now, so agape has a reservoir. Phileo has no reservoir. It comes and goes. It just kind of happens. Now, number four. We've got to hurry. You cannot make yourself like someone else, but you can make yourself love someone else. Let me say that again. You cannot make yourself like someone else, but you can make yourself love someone else. If someone is ugly to you, you can't change that. They're still ugly, but you can love them whether they're ugly or not. There are some people that just are not attractive. Have you ever seen Nancy Pelosi? That woman could stop a freight train and back it up twice. Now, wait a minute. I might think she's ugly. Somebody thought she was at one time beautiful because she did get married. I guess. Good night. Now, wait a minute. You can't change how someone looks in your eyes, but that doesn't mean that your love should be based on how they look. I've met some people that aren't physically attractive, but they're some of the most kind, beautiful people I know. Just because somebody's not physically attractive doesn't mean that they're not a lovely person. Anyway, I better keep going. I shouldn't say that. We tend to spend time with people because of phileo love, because we like them and they appeal to us. So enjoying someone because they appeal to you in your senses is not wrong, but we also ought to agape love somebody. You get into cliques. Well, this person isn't quite like we are, so let's not... Oh, wait a minute. That's phileo. We ought to love everybody. Matter of fact, the Bible says love the brethren. It doesn't say love the pretty brethren, love the handsome brethren, love the brethren of your economic class, love the brethren of your race. It says love the brethren.
Yes, sir.
Some of you have the other part of that, be pitiful. You are quite pitiful. It also says be courteous. Now, wait a minute. Enjoying someone because you like being around them. Okay, I enjoyed being around Brother Hiles. If you ever got to spend time one-on-one with Jack Hiles, you would know what I mean. What an enjoyable personality he had. And if you only heard him preach on tape or something, you never got to know the real Jack Hiles. But man, I always enjoyed being with him. You never knew what was coming next. You really didn't. I got to tell this story. I shouldn't. I was in Monterrey, Mexico with him. I wasn't even working for him at the time. I was working for somebody else, but got to take a missions trip, and he was down there preaching. And I was sitting in the chair right next to Brother Hiles. He was sitting right here. A famous preacher got up to preach. I won't use his name. And the guy got up, and I don't think the man spoke 3 minutes. And I felt this elbow go in my side. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Is going to preach my sermon tonight." I said, "Excuse me?" He's got his big, thick conference Bible there, and he flips a couple pages. He says, "Watch this." He said, "What was the title he gave you?" There was the title of the sermon. He said, "Let's see how close to my sermon he gets." Oh, we got about 5 minutes into that thing. He said, "Boy, did he miss that one." He said, "He's supposed to." And he's sitting there with his Bible half on his lap, half on mine, and it's almost word for word copied. I was laughing. He's over there having a good time with me. He said, "No, you can't tell him you saw that." "Don't worry, I ain't saying that to nobody." We had a good time. A good night. Years later, I went to work for him. I said, "Preacher, do you remember?" He said, "Oh man, I forgot about that. You didn't tell anybody, did you?" I said, "No, sir." Oh, my soul. He was fun to be with. Now, we are commanded where to distribute and with whom to distribute agape love. So number five, we're commanded to give agape love, but the Bible not just tells us to give it, he tells us who and where. All right? Let me say it this way. I have phileo love because of what you are. I have agape love because of what I am. Phileo love is caused by the external. Agape is caused by the internal. God commands us to give agape love. He never one time in that book ever commands us to give phileo love. Not one time. Now, here we go. We're commanded to love God by agape love. Number one. Take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. So the first place God commands us to agape love is we are to love him with agape love. Look at Luke 10, verse number 27. "And he answering said, Thou shalt love," that's agape, "the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Notice something. God says here, "Thou shalt love." That sounds like a command, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that word love is agape. We are to agape God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. Most people only love God because of what he does for them. That's phileo love. "God, I love you because you've been so good to us." Well, God wants us to love him when he's not been so good to us. He wants us to love him if he does good things. He wants us to love him if he hasn't done anything. Everybody doing all right? "Well, I just gave up. I'm bitter at God because God did this, and that's not fair." Okay, that's phileo love. That's not agape. Fact that you're still sucking air, God loves you. Fact you got a place to live and you got food in your belly, God loves you. Agape cannot get bitter. Phileo can. You know, agape love cannot get bitter, but phileo love can. I really mean this. I don't think there's anything my wife could do ever to where I would be bitter with her. Ever. Say why? Because I love her that much. Guess what? Even if we wouldn't have got the money we needed so far, God's still good. Just because he was able to help us get to where we want to be shouldn't be the reason we love God. That's phileo. I loved him before we got the 100,000. How about you?
Yes, sir.
Anybody doing all right? 18 times in the Bible, God commands us to love him with agape love. I'm not going to go into all 18 of those because I only have about 9 minutes left. But 18 times in the Bible, we're commanded to love God with agape love. All the way back, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. One of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's in reference to agape type love. Number two, we're commanded to love our neighbor. Same verse. Luke 10:27, last part. And thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God and thy neighbor as thyself. God commands us to love our neighbor with agape love. Now, we're to love those in need, even if those in need aren't likable. Let me say that again. We're to love people that have a need, whether they're likable or not. The foundation of all human relationships should be agape, so that when phileo crumbles, we can still love them. Remember the couple, they were older, and the wife looks at the husband and she says, "Honey, will you love me when I'm gray and wrinkled?" He said, "I've loved you through all the other colors. Why not then?" That kind of mentality. It doesn't matter what color it is, you still love each other. Wiley, you're about to get poked right there. That's all I can tell you. I'm not sure what you said, but I could see the look in her eye. I'll tell him for you, Monk. Shut up. All right? Anyway, you know, we're commanded to love our neighbor. By the way, if you go through the Bible in Luke, it tells you who your neighbor is. It's someone who's in need. Now, number three, we're commanded to love one another. Turn to John chapter 15. Just a few pages back from where we started. John chapter 15, look at verse number 12. John 15, verse number 12. This is my, what's the next word? Commandment. That you love one another as I loved you. Look down at verse number 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Notice twice in the same passage, God says, I command you to love one another. It's not phileo, it's agape. Most people who get disgruntled in church leave over phileo love, not agape. I've been in this a long time. Most people, well, they hurt my feelings. They don't make me feel important enough. I'm not being fed. Well, if you grew up in my house, the only people that got fed were babies. The rest of the time, you fed yourself. Amen?
Yes, sir.
It's not the fact that they weren't fed. They didn't like the menu. Just because you didn't like what we flopped on the plate, don't get mad at me that you didn't get fed.
Right.
There's some things you eat in life, whether you like them or not.
Amen.
Now, most people who get disgruntled in church get disgruntled over phileo, not agape. We're to love each other, whether we like each other or not. Do you know you'll never know if I like you or not? Because I'll love you no matter what. I have some preacher brethren that I love, but I don't like being around them. They pull me down. I can love them, but I don't spend much time with them because, man, they could discourage me in a heartbeat. They could get me upset. Miss Wally was reading a book, and it's not a bad book, but she offered to let me read it, and I said, I can't right now. I'll get too angry. And I would. I know what the book is. I know what it's about. It's on my list of someday to want to read, but not right now. I'd kill somebody in my preaching. Because it will frustrate me because I can't do anything about it, and it's just going to get boil in me. So I have chosen not to read that book right now. Say, what was it? That's phileo. It's an external stimulus. And I love you enough to not allow a dumb book to influence it. And you're going to say, what's wrong with the preacher right now, man? He's mad. I'm mad because of the book I read. Now, wait a minute. I even choose what I read on that basis. Because it can affect me that way. Everybody doing all right? Okay, I got to hurry here. Number four. Let me say this before then. I can get along with anyone, but I don't have to fellowship with them to love them. I can agape somebody and not spend time with them. Everybody doing all right? I have preacher friends that have changed. I love them, but I won't spend any time with them. I have Christian brothers and sisters that I love. If I saw them on the street, I'd walk up, shake their hand, say, hey, how are you? I would love them, but I'm not going to say, let's go to dinner. I love my enemies, but that doesn't mean I'm going to sit there and invite them to my house and let them destroy me. So we can love somebody without fellowshipping with them. Number four, we're commanded to love or give agape to our spouses. We don't have time to read it, but if you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 31, Bible talks about submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Those are all agape words. Okay, and gave himself for it. It talks about the husbands and the wives loving each other. We're to have agape love for each other, even if they're not real likable at the time. Do you know that no man and no woman can live together for any amount of time and you always like each other? Men and women don't think the same. There are times it's going to get under each other's skin, amen? One of you wants the toilet paper going over the top and one wants you coming under the bottom and some don't even care. Some's going to get upset because you squeezed the toothpaste tube in the middle and don't roll it up from the end. And there might be things they do you don't like, but you still love them. I know people that have fussed and feuded and actually separated from one another over how the toothpaste is squirted out. That is the stupidest thing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I know churches that have had church splits over what kind of chicken to serve at the chicken dinner. And I mean, literally, brothers and sisters in Christ fighting over it and splitting a church over it and starting another church over it. Over chicken. Folks, I don't care whether you serve it raw, boiled, fried. Better not do beer batter at church. But whatever you do, I don't care. You can serve me any part of the chicken and I'll eat it. I'll eat the feet. I'll eat the livers. I'll eat the hearts. I'll eat it all. There's not much of a chicken I won't eat. Now, I ain't eating the gizzards, all right? I don't eat the gizzards, but I'll eat the livers and the hearts for sure. But those gizzards are just too hard, amen? That's just like chewing on a piece of old tire, okay? And then you spit the dirt out. But we're commanded to love our spouse. You turn on agape for each other, whether the phileo is there or not. I'm sure there's times it's not as easy for my wife to like me as other times. I'm sure of that. There's times she'll tell you she doesn't think she's as likable. Now, she's the easiest person in the world to get along with, trust me. If you can't get along with my wife, you have problems. I mean that. She can get along with anybody. She had to. She married me. Phileo love, though, is the spice after the agape in marriage. It shouldn't just be agape in marriage. You ought to spice it up with some phileo. Fellas, we're real good at the agape, and we're not real good at the phileo. Your wife needs some of that spice. She needs some of that tenderness, some of that likableness. You don't care what you eat, but she eats comfort food. All right? You don't care what you're wearing. As long as it matches and she's not upset, who gives a flip? You don't care if I have a tie just like it. If somebody else has a skirt just like her, she'll never wear it again. Now, wait a minute. We don't understand that, but they do. You say, well, it just doesn't make sense. That's just not right. Okay, try being a woman once. You'll find out. Then don't complain, amen? I don't want to be either. I might not understand it. I might not even like it, but guess what? I accept it because that's what they are. Now, I got to hurry. Number five. A wise man or a fool uttereth all his mind. A wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Number five, we are commanded to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44, love your enemies. Matthew 6:27-35, love your enemy. God does not command us to like them and fellowship with him, but he does command us to love them. Recently, my wife and I were out, and in one day, I ran into two people that would consider themselves my enemy at one time. One has reconciled. Walked up, shook his hand. Matter of fact, he hugged me. We talked. It didn't mean we were going out for coffee anywhere. But we were somewhere public, and we talked for probably a good 7-8 minutes. Another one, same day. It wasn't as friendly. I tried. I saw someone recently in the store. They looked up, saw me. I was coming at the aisle at them. They went, they walked the other way. Say, what did you do? There was a person between me and them, and I said, good morning, how are you today? I didn't let that person bother me. They were the ones running out of the store with their cart half full, not me. They just left the store. I mean, they literally left the shopping cart and walked right out of the store. I don't care. I just saved them some money. Now, wait a minute. It didn't bother me. I said, boy, that just bothered me. That's not right. Okay, might not be right, but they're the ones with the problem, not me. I'd have spoke to them. I'd have been kind. Everybody doing all right? My love is not based on reacting to the stimulus of them. It's based on my ability to love by God's command. They don't make the human being in this world I could not love. Now, wait a minute. Before you get yourself all knotted up here, listen to this statement. Some of you are mad at that person who walked out and you don't even know who they are. That's because your phileo love for me. There's an external stimuli. Do you know there's lost people that see me coming and don't like me either? There's bankers that don't like me now. I love it. I'm having time of my life. They don't have to like me. Just give me the stupid money. Wait a minute. I'll finish. We as Christians really need to get an understanding of our love. We need to realize phileo love is not bad, but it's got to be timed right. Teenagers getting phileo love before they have agape love will burn themselves out, and that's why we got the sodomites. That's why teenagers ought not be touching each other and sparking the phileo love. That's outside external stimulus. I call phileo love the fertilizer. What happens when you over-fertilize something? You burn it out. And we wonder why we go from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship in life now. Hollywood is filled with immorality because of too much phileo love and no agape love. Are you doing all right? Agape is from within and not dependent on the external. Agape is a matter of me talking to my will and deciding I will love you. You know, Joe Lopez is not the easiest guy in the world to love. But Joe Lopez is an easy guy to love. He might not be the most likable person to you, but he's easy to love. Talking about a hard-working man, that's it right there. If you only knew what that man's been through to be where he's at today, you'd be shocked. That man and I have been through many battles together. Not fighting each other either. Fighting in the trenches and fighting for his health. Good night. I've picked Joe Lopez up off the floor, bloody and broken, I don't know how many times. Had bad grand mal seizures for how many years, Joe? 20-some years? Yeah, at least 20 years. And I mean breaking bone kind of seizures. I'd be there and, yeah, stitches and broke his collarbone and smacking his head open on doors and glass, and the EMTs would be called, and I'd say, it's okay, it's Joe, go ahead and go on back, I got him. It got to the point where the EMTs knew me as much as they knew him. Now, wait a minute. We didn't like that, but I love Joe. Can I tell you why? Because it's not based on Joe. Joe and I have had our words with each other a couple times. He was one of my employees at some point in time for quite a while. He didn't always see eye to eye with me. But you know what? We still love each other. There's some times I'm sure he didn't like me. It's all right. We still love each other. To know me is to love me. You know? Jesus said, Peter, do you agape me or do you just phileo me? Peter, do you love me more than these fish? Let me ask you a question. How's your agape? Where are you distributing it? Some of you like being at work so much that you don't like being at home. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Maybe we ought to start liking the people at home, not just loving them. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. God's love is an amazing thing. It's deeper than we know. Agape and phileo, two different kinds of love. But let's not be guilty of just one. Let's add both to our life and do it the right way.